Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. My name is Lewis. Now, the main topic that I want to talk about is about this State of the Union speech that we just heard today. There's a lot of things. He was all over the place. I just want to hit a couple of things that I heard that were, you know, very important to me. You know, he has mentioned that we have the best economy. When do we have the best economy? Because I'm a business owner as well, and my business, you know, doesn't produce as much that it did from last year itself. The other thing is, you know, he said that they created 6.1 million jobs. Joe, first of all, I would like to know which jobs are you talking about? Are they in China or in other countries? Because they're not here in the United States. Just because business opened up again and they rehire people or told people to come back to work, that is not new jobs created. And you also mentioned that the last administration, because of them, they had left, companies have left to go to other countries to open their businesses. No, Joe, that was when you were vice president and you had Barack Obama as president. A lot of companies left the United States to open businesses elsewhere. So I think you need to be fact checked right now, Joe, about that speech that you have made. Apparently, I guess you would not be getting fact checked because, you know, they actually, you know, media kind of protects you a lot from different things that you mentioned. Also, you wanted to go ahead and blame the pandemic for all the high prices that we are getting here. No, Joe, that was you and Kamala Harris that did all of that. And also, you want to tax the big companies, the higher taxes. So, Joe, let's think about that. So, if you tax companies, higher taxes, where do you think they're going to go? They're going to go to other countries. They don't have to pay taxes and things like that. So, now you're scaring away the big companies to leave the United States instead of keeping them here. Another thing that you mentioned that you wanted to be made in America. Joe, that speech kind of sounds very familiar from what I heard from President Trump. You know, that things should be made from America, not from China, like you want them to be built. And make a better America. Again, that sounded again from Trump that want to make America great again. So, Joe, are you again doing forgering on other people's speeches, or what are you doing? Now, you also want to, you were saying that you want to make sure that we are energy sufficient. But again, you want to save climate changes about that part. But yet you are flying an Air Force One that takes a lot of jet fuel. And then on top of that, in a helicopter that takes a lot of fuel. And then on vehicles that are not even energy sufficient, but yet they take a lot of gas. Okay. So you want to save the world by having all of that. Okay, Joe. Now, companies and wealthy people to pay their fair share. So is that going to go for the politicians as well? And actors and singers, are they going to be paying their fair share as well? Because apparently they're not paying fair share. And neither are you guys. and also you mentioned about that you wanted to be tough on people that have done pandemic frauds. Now, would that be also going to the politicians as well? Joe, I would like for you to answer these type of questions. If you ever get to hear my podcast, that would be great. And if you could answer them for you, or if you could have someone else answer it for you, because apparently you're the one making the answers. And man, there's a lot of things here, huh? Joe, you are definitely everywhere on your speech that you want to make the United States united, but yet you're the one who divided us, Joe. You know? Now, before you were saying you need to defund the police, and now you want to fund them, but yet you want to hold police accountable when you mentioned two officers that got shot, but it wasn't their fault that they got shot. you know, Joe, again, you need to reread your speech or have someone that has common sense read it for you. And you want to fix the borders, immigration, because the system has been ruined. Apparently, you ruined it, Joe. Keep in mind, you had the border open. You had a lot of things going badly in the border because you and Kamala Harris didn't want to pay attention to it. Because, you know, like they asked her, are you going to be going to the border? And she laughed and said, not today. And then the TikTok media and everyone should be censored. But you know what, Joe? I believe the parents should take advantage of this and take responsibility on this type of things. You know, parents should be keeping an eye on their kids, what they're doing in the cell phones, what are they doing on videos, what kind of videos they're watching, things like that. That should go to the parents' responsibility, not the government. You know. And then you mentioned the veterans. Joe, every time that you say something about veterans, just something that when you say it, just cringes me. You know, are you trying to win the votes from the veterans to the Democratic Party? Because currently, again, I'm a veteran and I don't think you're doing a good job at all, Joe. So if you're trying to win military votes, that's not going to help you out at all. Now, there are certain things that, yes, veterans do need more help. Cancers and all of that for veterans, yes. But you know what, Joe? You should have said that a while back when you actually took office and actually take care of the veterans, not just, you know, say words. When I was growing up, people would tell me, you know, actions speak louder than words. And your actions are not doing that for you. You know, you're like a little chihuahua from what I'm hearing. You just like barking, 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 but nothing happening. You know. So America, please tell me what you guys think about the speech that he gave in today. I believe that it was one of the, I wouldn't say worst, because he wasn't mumbling as normally that he does, but this time he was a little more, like he read this speech a couple of hours, you could tell that, you know, he had it a little bit memorized. But again, America, tell me what you guys think. Did he do a good job in that speech? Did he not do a good job at all? You know, what do you guys believe? And also about the Ukraine, too. That he's not going to send no troops or nothing like that to help out. But yet, he's helping them in some way and somehow by sending money. I know the money could help out in the war, but okay. I thought like last time I went, you know, weapons, military strategies, things like that, and helped out, you know. But again, I could be wrong. It's a new type of century now for, you know, militaries and everything like that. But we'll see what's going to happen. And again, you know, at the end of the speech, him saying, go get them, what was he trying to say? For the Russians to go get the Ukrainians, or Ukraine tried to go get what? Because apparently we're not going to be helping out. We're not going to get involved. We're just going to tell you how to do several things, but not give you a lot of help. So America, please let me know what you guys think. Please comment back. You could write to me. Let me know if you agree, disagree. That would be great. Thank you very much, and you guys have a good night.